Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I pray that you are having a quiet time alone with the Lord and spending some time in prayer. It doesn't have to be a long time in prayer. There are those who do spend long hours in prayer, and then there's another way of spending time in prayer before the Lord and with the Lord, and that is to have many short prayers. Continually pray. Pray without ceasing. Be bringing everything before the Lord when there is a decision to be made, that you are continually looking to Him in asking for prayer. But there must be a time when you read the Word of God so you can know what pleases the Lord. And then there must be a time when you memorize Scripture and hide it in your heart. Joshua talks about meditating on the Word. The psalmist talked about hiding the Word in his heart. Job talked about the Word being necessary, more necessary than food, eating it. And Jeremiah. So the Word is very delicious and wonderful to us. So the Word is to be as bread, as water, for it is declared to be the water of the Word, and is also considered the bread of life. And so we are to see how we are to handle the Word by looking at those metaphors and see that this is what the Lord would have us to do about His Word. And there must be this time when you are reading in the Word and learning of the Word and learning from the Lord what He would have you to know and to do and how that you are to be. The Word of God to the Christian. I heard the story of a man who was in prison who was a Christian suffering for his faith. And there they were given just a little bit of food each day. And there was a man who had a single page of the Scriptures. And this was something I heard years ago. I hope I'm remembering how it was said. But the one man who was a Christian saw this other man who had a copy of the Scriptures, a page of the Scriptures. And the other man, not being a believer in Christ, was about to use this slither of paper to roll it up to use for a cigarette. And the man who was a Christian saw that, and he was willing to give his food to get that little slither of paper, which was a page of the Scriptures. The man wasn't able to get this book, but it meant so much to him. And that's what we are to do. Hide the Word of God in our hearts. As I mentioned, Joshua 1:8-9 and Psalm 119, verses 9, 10, and 11. Hide the Word of God in the heart. Meditate upon it. We are to eat of it daily. This Word to be hidden in our hearts. And if we're to meditate, again, that issues forth from a time in which you were memorizing the Scriptures. And you can write those down on a little card somewhere, and carry the little card and learn of the verse that you are memorizing. Learn of the verse that you're working on and call it to memory. You don't learn from the Lord by eating quickly and being on your way. When you have those quiet moments and you can think about what the Lord has said, if you wake up in the night and cannot sleep, then that's a great time to take the Word of God and to hide it in the heart that you have hidden in the heart and bring it back to memory and think on it. Our Heavenly Father, we again want to thank Thee, Lord, for this time to speak to Thy people. I plead the blood. I ask for Thy power. Fill me with Thy Holy Spirit, Lord, to minister Thy Word today. And, Lord, speak to some heart today that they might be encouraged and strengthened to know that God the Lord is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's look in the book of Genesis now, and we were looking at chapter 22 and the account of Abraham making ready to offer up Isaac unto the Lord as a burnt offering. Now this was a burnt offering. It was to be killed, to be burned by the fire. And one thing about this fire that was to burn the offering, there had to be more wood put upon that fire. Once the offering was being consumed, there had to be more wood placed there. And Abraham had taken sufficient wood to go to offer up his son. He took the wood and the burnt offering that he was to lay. This is what the wood of the burnt offering, rather, and Isaac was to be the burnt offering. And Isaac said, "Now, Father, I see the wood and I see the fire, but where is the lamb?" Abraham had taken the knife in his hands, ready to do the offering unto the Lord. And Abraham answered Isaac and said, "My son," verse 8 of chapter 22, "my God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And so the wood is going to burn up the altar offering, and Abraham is to offer it up. And Abraham stretches forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. When we were on the last program, we mentioned that Abraham was to give the offering and Isaac was the offering. And when the scriptures tell us this, that as a lamb before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And you'll see in verse 7, he was oppressed. Now here Isaac is restrained by ropes, bound to the altar. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And this is also given in the Acts of the Apostles, when Stephen gives his testimony of how the Lord did do this himself. Now notice also this concerning Isaac. He had to have watched his father. He had to have confidence in the father. He had to have surrendered his will, because who would say, "Now, Father, I know what this wood is for. I've seen this done before. I know what the fire is for he may have even been allowed to start the fire. I don't know. And I know what follows." And so the scriptures tell us that Abraham, they came to the place, Abraham bound Isaac, his son. You think there was a wrestling match? "You're going to get on this altar." "Why?" "No, I'm not." "You're not going to." No, there was no argument there. There's no record of that in the scriptures. Abraham bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And so he was not to offer up a dead offering. In other words, he was not to he was to take the blood. The blood was to be spilled and then the offering to be consumed. And so he didn't kill him somewhere else and then place him on the altar. He placed him on the altar and then he was to slay him. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He called him twice there, got his attention. Abraham had said, "Here am I." Isaac had said, "Here am I." And so the family now, Abraham had answered the son, "Here am I, my son," verse 7. And so Isaac is now spared. Isaac he wants to be offered up, but instead there is a substitutionary offering given. Again, this points to Christ the Lord. See, if we were to die for our own sins, there would be no hope for us. We'd spend eternity in a devil's hell. But because God has provided himself, the Lamb, he has provided the Lamb of God, who is without spot and without blemish, then we can have this hope. We can have this certain hope. It's not a maybe or a possibility, but it is the fact that the Lord has provided the hope for us. And he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God." Now the Lord brings us to places where this matter will be revealed. This fact will be revealed, or our condition before him is going to be revealed. Do we really fear the Lord? Now, the test is this. That which means most to you is the very thing that you ought to be willing to give to the Lord. If it means so much to you, and you say the Lord means so much to you, will you hold back from giving to him that which means most to you, if he means most to you? That's what the Lord would have us to do. Sometimes people will say, you know, I can't give my child up to the Lord. He'll call him to serve somewhere else. They're not like Hannah of old, who was willing to give up her child to the Lord and said, I'll let him serve you all the days of his life. You'll just give me a man child. And the Lord did. And so when Samuel was old enough, she presented him right back to the Lord for the Lord's service. And you know, one of the joys of being a parent is watching a child grow. One of the joys of having this child grow is to just delight in the decisions, the things they talk about. But here, Hannah said, the child means so much to me, but the Lord means more. And the reason why I have this child is because the Lord has answered prayer. So it is only fitting that I should give back to the Lord that which means most to me. For I cannot keep that. I'm not strong enough. He's not safe in my hands. He is in God's hands. So she turned him back over to the Lord. And Isaac would not have been safe had Abraham said, I will keep him for myself. Again, so many instances in the scriptures of people making bad choices, selfish choices, and regretting those choices. And we've looked at one of those in particular. Well, a couple of them. Cain, Genesis chapter 4, and Lot earlier in Genesis 13, where he makes the decision that he is going to have his cattle have the best ground, green grass in the meadows. You know, when you submit, when you surrender, you trust the Lord, you made the right choice. And Abraham trusted the Lord with his son, was willing to obey the Lord, and he saw God intervene. Our Heavenly Father, we today want to see thy hand at work in our lives and in the lives of our friends and family. Help us to commit our all and that which means much to thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Our address is Light for the Pathway, 920 Wadehampton Boulevard, Greenville.